KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Philadelphia Eagles defeating the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans last night. The celebrations taking place in Philly. Police trying to stop crowds from climbing city poles and hanging out in the streets, celebrating the Eagles' 40-22 win.
A rough night for Chiefs fans, but especially Taylor Swift. The crowd at the Superdome booing her when she was shown on the Jumbotron. Donald Trump, who became the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl, roasting Swift and the Chiefs on social media, writing, "The only one that had a tougher night than the Kansas City Chiefs was Taylor Swift."
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the president, announcing on the way to the Super Bowl that he is slapping more tariffs on imports, this time for all steel products. He says Canada and Mexico will not be exempt from it either. The president also made the announcement that he is directing the U.S. Mint to stop producing pennies and that he's serious about the U.S. making Canada the 51st state. This is ABC News. Indictments handed up again last year's murder of Army Private Dwayne Alasguiar, her husband, one of two people charged in the killing. Investigators say she was stabbed at least 68 times. An update to U.S. geography after an executive order from President Trump.
During Trump's trip to the Super Bowl, Air Force One flew over the Gulf of Mexico.
For the first time in history, flying over the recently renamed Gulf of America.
As the plane passed over the body of water, Trump signed a proclamation renaming it the Gulf of America.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Opening statements are set for today in the trial of a man charged with trying to fatally stab author Salman Rushdie. The writer is expected to testify, bringing him face to face with the alleged attacker for the first time in more than 2 years. Writer Tom Robbins has died. He was known for deadpan absurdity and zigzag storylines in books like Even Cowgirls Get the Blues and Still Life with Woodpecker. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Adam Scott is on a roll. The Severance star is returning to the film genre that gave him a start. Scott has signed on to the project to play a horror novelist who visits an Irish inn to disperse his parents' ashes, only to find out it's haunted. Hockham will be directed by Irish director Damien McCarthy, who directed last year's critically acclaimed Oddity. Scott got his start in the genre with a 1996 Hellraiser Bloodline. This film is still in pre-production. Adrian Brody says the makeup artist of The Brutalist tried to remove his prosthetic nose. The only problem is, it was not prosthetic. Apparently, Brody's real nose looked fake to the makeup artist. The Oscar-nominated actor told Jimmy Fallon he asked her if she was trying to remove that, and she said yes, and he said it doesn't come off. Brody says he and the makeup artist had a laugh after she said, "This is going in my diary," and Brody said that this is going in his talk show repertoire. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, joins us in hour number one to talk Trump administration policies and how that affects us. Hour number two, Beyond the Cheese is back. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hello, everyone. It's time to take this country back from Sleepy Joe and make America great again. First, we're going to build a big, beautiful beachfront resort on the ancestral homeland of the Palestinian people who will be sent far, far away. Next, we're going to get tough on Denmark. Soon, MAGA will stand for Make a Greenland America. I also promised to start a nasty, unprovoked trade war with our friendliest neighbors, Canada, and will immediately sign an executive order to raise the price of prescription drugs. Kamala wouldn't do that. I also promised to dump 2 billion gallons of beautiful California reservoir water into the ground for no reason at all. And if elected, I will immediately put a blackout drunk in charge of our military. Darren, and give this guy,
yes!
Good guy, Rich, your social security numbers and the keys to all the computers to do whatever the hell he wants. Only I, Donald J. Trump, will put a brain worm in charge of your body, rename the Gulf of America, and fire half the FBI and CIA. But I need your support. Donald J. Trump, give me your money. Thank you.
WMDX. This is the John and Gordy in the Morning show. Am I loud enough here?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Maybe that cut we played was.
You
a
just
little...
want your voice to be louder. You want everyone to hear
your voice and
you have to
say. Well, the cut that we just played was louder.
Because
it was ringing in my ears, and then really? I started talking, and I hardly heard anything. So
that was from Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, that's
ago.
Great stuff. Great stuff. It's true. It's all of it's true.
It's all true. It's hard to believe, but yes. Yes, it is.
This guy is meddling in everything. He's the president. And not, well,
and he's got Elon, you know, his wingman. Yeah. He's really calling the shots, apparently.
and his Musk rats.
Right,
accompanying him into all of these departments. I mean, the guy's just going from one building to the next.
They're going right down the line.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's not that funny, but but it is.
It's. I mean, it's the world we're living in right
when
now.
When you just sit down and think about it, we have absolutely shut down the government. I mean, seriously, we have shut down the U.S. government. It's done.
Well, we haven't, but he has.
He has.
Yeah.
He's got court orders not to do it, and they've taken back the orders to shut down things, but they kept the shutdown in place anyway. God.
And we'll have more on that.
What a screaming mess this is.
A little bit later.
God.
Did you have a good weekend, John?
Well, no. What? It was a nightmare. You know?
What do you mean?
I was following the news stories.
Well, you got to turn it off every once in a while.
I can't turn it off. No, yeah. I know you tried to turn it off by going to the lake.
I went to the frozen asses.
Frozen asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
and I froze my ass.
Yes,
off.
I bet you did.
Yes. It was fun, actually.
Yeah, Brittany Milow did not make it, or was she in disguise?
Well, if she was there, I didn't see her. I didn't know how to text her.
Well,
I didn't have
lake.
Her number.
It's a big lake. She was probably
it's a big lake.
Skating
lake.
Around the lake somehow.
They had actually, next to Edgewater, yeah. They have an ice skating rink there
yeah,
on the
isn't
plaza.
Isn't that crazy? What the hell?
Yeah, and they had some professional ice skaters or ice skating team out there doing their thing. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Then they had all these beautiful kites out over the lake.
Yeah.
And they had some, you know, some games and music. It was a good time.
Okay.
And free hot chocolate.
Oh, no.
Free
really?
Hot chocolate.
I missed that.
You missed it. Sam, I invited you to come, and you were a no-show, you know?
Well, I was busy. I'm going to be out of town this upcoming weekend, so
what?
Sophia and I were hanging out for Valentine's Day a week early, and I had to run out, buy
Valentine's
chocolate
Day.
And flowers.
Oh,
and
no. What?
That's when you called me. I was picking that up.
Oh, my God.
Well, I went to the Frozen Assets Festival, and then I was, you know, I parked right. downtown here next to the station, and then at the last minute, you know, I thought they were doing a show over across the street, Shucked, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they had a matinee. All these people were walking, and I thought, you know, maybe I'll, I went in there, and I got a cheap seat ticket at the last minute. It was a hilarious show.
Oh.
Really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
funny
did
show.
Everything.
I know. You know, you got to stay active, you know, as you get up there.
Jeez.
Years. So it was good.
Man
was
about time.
And that was the show, Shucked. You know, we were trying to think, well, how did this show start? This was the show that brought Reba McEntire to Broadway. They actually created that show for her. And, I read the, you know, you got the program, and I read that. I was like, oh, yeah. It was very funny. And
Why was it funny?
It was a musical comedy, and it was kind of like, I mean, it had a little bit of hee-haw kind of a flavor to it, but it was...
It makes sense.
But adult jokes to it.
Oh, really?
And it was quite the performance and really good singing and dancing. And,
yeah?
Yeah.
Did they have the...
Big production.
Did they have the song that we normally play?
Which?
When we talked about it? John's been shucking my corn.
Can we find that?
Oni Wheeler.
Oni Wheeler. Oh, my God.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, we'll have to dig that one out. Weather-wise today, it's cold. We're going to go through another cold spell here this
I know,
week.
We are. And then we're going to get some snow, and the whole thing is just a big mess. I don't even want to. You know, it's just like Trump is in charge of the weather now.
Well, I've got a cut about him. You know, he wanted to get rid of the National Weather Service.
Yeah.
I've got that coming up.
Okay,
a little.
Good.
It's
good.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's 15 degrees currently. What will be the afternoon high? What would you think? You want to just take a guess, John?
He's not paying attention. He's
John,
watching
over
the
here.
TV.
21 degrees.
Well, you're wrong. Sam, you want to take a guess?
Oh, it's pretty quick.
What is it right now, you said?
I said it's 15.
It's 25.
You're wrong, too.
Oh,
so let's check the weather roulette wheel. Oh, let's spin the wheel. Find out what the actual afternoon temperature
is. Nothing's more reliable than the weather roulette wheel.
It's going to be 30 degrees for an afternoon high today. So really not too bad today, but then it's going to get colder through the week. Unfortunately, Brittany is off today.
Yeah.
You know, she took a long weekend here to come
so
down
we can
to Madison.
Any kind of weather forecast that we wanted to.
Sure, why not?
So that's a 30
what?
Red, right?
30 red, yes. If you're keeping track. Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar for today. It's the, what is it, the 10th day of February already.
You haven't had too much coffee, have you?
I'm strictly decaf now. Why am I?
That's right, you are.
I got too
you're
much
energized,
I got
man.
Too much sleep last night, I think.
Yeah.
I went to bed early because of the Super Bowl. My God, what a blowout.
What
did you watch any of that?
Yeah, I did. It was awful.
Anyway.
It was on in the background. I did not sit and watch.
Right, yeah. Well, you didn't really need to. Is it National Football Hangover Day? Is it National Flannel Shirt Day? Is it National Home Warranty Day? Is it or is it not National Clean Out Your Computer Day or National Cream Cheese Brownie Day? or National Umbrella Day? Which one of those many days does not belong, John?
Well, first of all, cream cheese brownie day is awful. No one wants cream cheese in anything.
Is that your answer?
But no, I'm saying flannel day. It's not flannel day.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
You got one right for a change. Shiny
new
dime.
I did that weave?
You did the weave.
I did the weave.
Yes. It's not flannel shirt day, but it is National Football Hangover Day, you know, the day after the big game.
Yeah.
And it was a really, you know, Kansas City Chiefs just didn't show up.
Yeah.
You know, till
boy,
like the third quarter, they started showing signs of life.
But it was horrific. I don't think they went across the 50-yard line, did they?
Not in the first half.
Wow.
It was pretty bad.
It was a disaster.
Them.
It was just an embarrassment. I hope they never show up again.
He got sacked. Mahomes got sacked like five or six times.
Yeah. He didn't have a chance.
No, he didn't. It's National Home Warranty Day. If you have warranties on your home furnishings, you know, big salute to you.
Home warranties, yeah. Everybody has a home warranty.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. National Clean Out Your Computer Day.
Uh-huh.
Do you do that? Do you clean out your computer
and
get rid of the old emails?
Doing that.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm trying to do that.
Sam?
You know, Outlook has a really good feature where you...
Do they?
It's a broom.
Yeah.
And you activate that for your taskbar at the top.
And it sweeps all your emails away?
No, it gives you a whole bunch of different choices. You really have to look into this. You can either sweep all of the existing emails of that one particular email from your history completely, or you can eliminate that email for future emails as well and your history. Hmm. And you can also save your emails for 10 days. After that, they go into your delete file. And it's just such an amazing feature.
I liked Outlook. I had it at a previous place of employment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took a little getting used to. But once I got used to it, it was really good.
Well, they changed it and they modernized it.
Yeah.
And this sweep feature is just incredible. Look for that sweep icon. I think you have to activate it and put it in your bar on the top. But it's just
how
it's
boring do you need to be to rant and rave about an email program?
Wow.
Well, that's a good point. But when you're sitting there and you've got 13,000 emails,
right?
Why in the world do you have 13,000 emails?
Because
they
accumulate.
Yeah, they just
very popular guy. I don't know if you knew that.
He gets a lot of fan mail.
That's right.
Yeah. The thing is,
it's the fan mail.
Yeah. It's just something that accumulates over time. There are like two other emails that I never really get to anymore, and they've just been getting crazy on me. So I just thought I'd pare it down. You know, spent a whole afternoon going through this. I'm hoping this broom works, this sweeper.
Well,
we'll see.
Keep us posted.
Yeah.
National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. Your favorite day, John.
I hate cream cheese.
Do you? Really?
Yeah.
Even on a bagel? No?
God, I can't stand cream cheese.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Sometimes you can mix it into something and you won't taste it. But other than that, no, I hate cream cheese.
Okay.
Cream cheese. Remember Susie Cream Cheese?
Frank Zappa song. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I have that in my music file.
It's a really dirty song, I think, isn't it? I don't think we should play it. No? I don't remember all the lyrics, but it seems like it's a little inappropriate.
I think it's a 20-minute song, so no, we're not going to play the whole thing to find out either.
Okay.
Just the beginning. Just the classic beginning of that song.
Okay, yeah. National Cream Cheese Brownie Day shines a spotlight on the irresistible dessert bar. Combining chocolate and cream cheese has long been a favorite in the bakery, they say. That's it for National Cream Cheese
Brownie Day. Okay, well, Pam Yonke's coming up in just a few moments.
That's right.
We've got some big stories.
It's also National Umbrella Day.
Oh, really? Today?
Yeah. I don't know
why.
With
snow?
Yeah. Okay, Pam Yonke's next.
Here it is.
I'm John and Gordy.
I'll catch old John and my woman there, because I've seen corn silks in her hair. Old John's got a woman, but he wants mine too. He's always a-looking for something new. Tonight I'm gonna catch him right here in the barn. I'll whoop old John for a-shucking my call.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Move to Madison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WMDX, capital city, Madison, John and Gordy in the morning, overlooking State Street, no snow.
Nope.
It's wonderful.
I think we might get some Wednesday, they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later in the week.
That's right.
We've got Pam Yonke on the line. Good morning, Pam.
On the roads, I was coming back from Rochester, Minnesota on Saturday about 1 o'clock, and that was an interesting little drive. Not a lot of snow compared to what they ended up with by Green Bay, Manitowoc, and that kind of thing. But you are quickly reacclimated to winter driving skills. That's for sure.
That it's just blowing snow basically on the highways on your way back.
Oh, I think they had a few inches.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they were just starting to get a few inches by the time that I hit the road, but a bunch of my buddies that were up in the Twin Cities in the conference I was at, there were a bunch of people that were heading north, and you could tell by the way that they were packing their clothes and making sure the boots were accessible if they needed them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was, Becky barred the door, here comes the storm. I had people on my show this morning on the talk text line said 8.5-9 inches of snow towards the Green Bay area.
Wow.
So, down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great cross-country skiing up there at the Peninsula Park. Mm. So,
finally they've got something to offer anyhow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well.
So, Pam, I know you were busy with the, working on the Midwest Farm Report over the weekend, but did you watch the Super Bowl? I understand there's some kind of, you know about some Wisconsin connections to some of the Super Bowl commercials. Is that right?
Yeah, just in case somebody, there's enough of them, right? So trying to keep track of the details is a little challenging. But I'll tell you, I got an email on Friday from Jeremy Pavelski. He is one of the owner-operators of Heartland Farms, big potato and vegetable operation that's just off I-39 by Plainfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, watch the Lay's Little Farmer commercial. That was inspired by Jeremy and his daughter. And if you watch the Little Farmer commercial, it's about a little girl that wants to go to the field with dad and everybody, but gets left behind, finds a potato, and takes it upon herself to kind of grow her own crop. So that was kind of cute. And that was inspired by the Pavelski operation up there. That's not his daughter, but I mean, like I said, the story was inspired by that. And they grow potatoes for Lay's.
That's pretty
cool.
That was
one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched it this morning. I didn't catch it yesterday. Of course, then again, I mean, the game was not enough to keep me planted in one spot for a while, so I might have missed it. The other one is one that's kind of got a, just caught literally down the street from you guys, and that's Ken Minolti and McNulty and his Wisconsin Cheese Mart. So they did an AI Gemini commercial kind of focused on every state, and he got the call to be the Wisconsin representative. And he said they shot the commercial back in December. He was a little apprehensive about doing it because they were so busy. But in the end, he ends up telling the story about all the Wisconsin cheeses that he features. And he said he figures that's good for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, which is the overarching group that promotes all things Wisconsin dairy. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the label that he specifically carries. So those are the two. Now, maybe your audience is, knows inside stories on some of the other ones that have Wisconsin connections. But I know those two for sure.
I thought I saw an ad. I'm not sure whether it was a local ad or not, but there were some celebrity race car drivers. And at the end of the ad, it showed this race car driver standing in front of Menards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was premiered before the Super Bowl. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. That's a Wisconsin brand.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, that one, I haven't figured out yet exactly if it was completely Wisconsin-centric, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I caught the same thing.
Yeah, I was watching, and all of a sudden he's standing in front of Menards. I'm thinking, was this ad about Menards? What the heck is this? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really unusual, but fun. Fun to see that.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, the Cheese Mart, is that the one at 19 and the interstate where they connect? Is that a Cheese Mart there?
I'm not sure. Don't know.
All right.
I think he's right down there on State Street, guys.
Oh
wait. Yes, the cheese store right across the street. Right up the block here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Pam, we got a couple of minutes here. Can we ask you about this Premise ID?
Premise ID, the hobby farm thing.
What is that about?
Yeah, so this has been a part of Wisconsin law for a while, fellas, where if you are a backyard birder, you've got a flock, you got a couple sheep, goats, any animals really, except for puppies and kitties, then the Department of Agriculture needs to know where those animals are being housed. And to make sure that people's information is kept private and not targets of different groups, there's a group called the Wisconsin Identification Consortium, Livestock Identification Consortium, that keeps all the information confidential and private. And you need to register for what they call a premise ID, which is basically an address where the chickens, ducks, goats, pigs live. Because, you know, now we're talking high path avian influenza in Wisconsin, could be in birds, could be in cattle. We need to be able to reach those people if there's something going on in their neighborhood and let them know. Doesn't cost anything, but like I said, by law, it is required.
Yeah.
Pretty simple process. Like I said, all you have to do is tell them kind of the rough makeup of what you've got, chicken or bird or animal-wise, and then tell them where the animals are housed and contact information. So if something goes haywire in the neighborhood, they can alert you right away as far as biosecurity. And the information is all found at the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium website, which is WIID.org.
Right.
And just like it doesn't cost you anything, but it is required by law.
Yeah, boy, people with their chickens in the backyard now are very popular.
Yeah.
You've got some chickens, don't you, John?
No, not, I'm thinking about it now.
Are you?
I'm kind of regretting. I do a lot of drive around Dane County doing the census, and I see these farms selling eggs, you know.
Eggs.
And now I'm thinking, boy, I wish you made a note of where these farms were.
You and many restaurateurs that have been coming to me saying, Farm Babe, do you know anybody selling eggs? I'm like, yeah. But they can't just go out there and coerce the girls into an extra couple dozen.
That's
because
right.
They're coming online. So.
It doesn't work that way.
Coerce
not
the girls.
So much. Not so much.
Hey, Pam.
All right, Pam.
Thanks for being with us.
We'll talk again on Friday.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have a great week.
Have a good week, guys.
All right, you
yes,
too.
That's Pam Yockey with the Midwest Farm Report. In fact, that's coming up right around the corner. We've got Idiocracy also coming up and a whole lot more on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Monday.
Love Course and the Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Farmers are definitely anxious about the tariff situation developing around the world, but one trade analyst says look for new market opportunities elsewhere. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jamison Greer is the Trump pick to become our next U.S. trade representative. He said obviously China remains among the top three exports for U.S. farm goods, but he's also cautioning, take a look elsewhere in the world to find your trade partner future.
My guess is we'll always trade with China, absent a conflagration, God forbid. But we do have to have diverse export markets for our exporters. And I think that if we can be thoughtful in going to other countries where we see real concrete areas of advancement, we should pursue that to make sure that our exporters, our farmers and ranchers and, anyone else, service providers, manufacturers, are not completely dependent on China for their livelihood, because that can be a high-risk proposition.
Jamison Greer, he is the pick to become our next U.S. trade representative. And keep in mind, he was a protege of Trump's first-term trade representative, Robert Lighthizer. Greer was very involved in the Phase 1 trade deal with China and with Canada and Mexico on USMCA. He recommends new market opening opportunities like those he sees developing in the UK, India, Kenya, and the Philippines. Markets on a Monday morning about as chilly as our weather forecast. Numbers are next.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents to 178. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 186. The AA butter down 2 at 238 a pound. On a Monday morning right now, December new crop corn's down 1.5 cents, 465. November new crop beans are down 3, 1055. July new crop wheat down 3 at 604. Currently, March class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a nickel at 1939. April's down 8 at 1914 a hundredweight. You're being reminded that now is a good time to get signed up for our next agriculture adventure as we're railroading the Canadian Rockies. We leave July 26th, back on August 3rd. We'll begin in Calgary, head to Banff, Jasper, then on the Via Rail on our way to Vancouver. Details available at holidayvacations.com. Enter PAM in the keyword search and you're there. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar in paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All right, well, let's talk about dumb. Not just sometimes, most of the times.
Yeah. You can chime in, by the way, anytime. 608-879-8255. That's our number, 879-TALK. Or just get the Civic Media app, and that way it's really easy.
You can text us or call. Us or call.
Or call us from the Civic Media app.
That's
which
right.
Which is free.
Yeah. A lot of people do that, you know. Yeah. They watch us on X or, well, you know, Blue Sky still doesn't have a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch us on Facebook, on YouTube.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of texts already.
Oh, we did? Yeah.
Doug from St. Francis chimes in, RFK Jr. has concluded that it isn't necessary to floss all of your teeth, just the ones you want to keep.
That makes sense to me. You know, you can save a lot of flossing.
Yeah.
How about made twice-baked potatoes Saturday using Carr Valley, Wisconsin cheddar and fettuccine cheese.
Ooh, that sounds good. Twice baked.
Fontina's really, you know, they've got this thing now going where they shred all this cheese up and they package it in 8-ounce packages. And you buy it for like $2, $1.99 a package. And you can try all these different cheeses. And they even combined a lot of different cheeses in a special package. And it gives you a chance to try a lot of the stuff. You know, you can sprinkle on your salad.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's not that thrilling, but it's not part of Idiocracy at this point. I do want to at least give a heads up to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Trump ordered the Treasury Department to stop making pennies.
Well, that's Idiocracy, right?
Yeah, that's truly.
Because it costs 2 cents to make a penny, apparently.
Yeah.
So we'll save a lot of money if we don't make any more pennies, I guess. We don't.
Well,
really,
how many
pennies are out there in circulation? I mean, don't we have enough pennies anyway?
I can see our national debt going down dramatically by this one move, right?
To save some pennies.
Yeah.
So, a quick Google search. Time magazine says in 2024, about 3.2 billion pennies were minted.
What?
So, we spent, what, $6.4 billion on making pennies last year?
Mm-hmm. You should check and see.
Well, you might be onto something there. Maybe we should go to those.
Whether pennies are all copper now. Are they all copper?
No, they haven't been all copper for more than 30 years.
Okay, so they're copper plated.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're plated around, I guess, Tums.
So you can eat pennies,
Tums,
right?
Tums inside, yeah. But anyway, he's got an order for the Treasury Department to stop making pennies. What's wrong with this person? What is wrong? And Sam brought up a really great point. You know, when you go to these tourist venues, they allow you to take pennies and crush them.
Right.
The souvenir penny machine.
Yeah, the souvenir penny machine. I love those. I have booklets with them
from
our trips out west. Yeah.
I think they have some in the Dells, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Well, I don't know.
All those machines, the companies that make them?
They'll be out of business, I guess.
I suppose, you know,
No?
We're not job creating anymore.
The souvenir penny machine industry is going to take a big hit real soon.
That's apparently. Right. You know, I can see one of those in your apartment, Sam. It's going to pick one up. It's going to find it on the side of the road and decide to fix it.
Yeah.
Crush nickels instead.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, nickels, as it turns out, it takes 12 cents to make a nickel. So I think we're kind of going backwards here.
You are a wealth of information this morning.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, out of all the kooky ideas that Trump has, you might be onto something with this.
That one, at least, right? The nickels. No one uses nickels anymore.
Really?
Does anybody really carry any money with them in their pocket?
I think less and less. Yeah. Just go to plastic.
Sometimes, you know, if you know you're going to the middle of the country someplace, you know, they usually have bars that don't take debit cards.
There are some.
So you have to have cash.
Yeah.
So usually the they've got thing. An ATM, though. They just want to get that money from you from the ATM surcharge.
That's right. True. That's true.
They make a little money on that. Yeah.
I hate that.
Do you?
I want to talk to the manager. You know, when they had the, what was it, the Ball Fest or what was it?
The Testicle
Festival.
The Testicle Festival up in Springfield Corners.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We went to that last year.
It was a cash bar there.
It was cash. That's right.
You needed a drink.
Are we going to go back to that this year?
Well, I don't know. It seemed a little...
It was interesting. It was well attended. There were a lot of people there.
It was jam-packed.
Yeah.
It was jam-packed.
Good time.
Yeah. People like their balls.
They do.
Okay. Mark is on the line here. You can give us a call too, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your call.
Ball fest.
Well, okay. I certainly hope that Donald Trump didn't actually use the term penny when he signed the executive order, because there is no actual U.S. coin called the penny. There's the 1 cent piece. There's the 5 cent. There's the 5 cent. There's the nickel is actually the 5 cents. The dime is called the dime. Quarters are called quarter dollars, actually. Half dollars are called half dollars. I mean, it is just a...
Wow, I did not know that.
Sailors. There is no actual coin called in the United States called a penny. I mean, that's what we use because we carried that over from the English and the Germans, because the Germans had their pences. But if you get into England, I mean, there's farthings and half farthings, or used to be before the euro.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Pee Wee's Playhouse, they used to have a cartoon character, Penny.
Named Penny,
Named Penny, yeah. Remember that?
I do remember that, yeah.
And the old pennies back in the days of, from that time of the founding, the pennies were actually closer to the size of a quarter. I mean,
in
a big hunk of thick lead, and it was... 18, you know, I just know this because I was, you know, a little bit of a coin collector. I think it was 1856 that they... Mm. Because it was too expensive to make the 1 cent pieces, so they reduced them down to the size of our size of our 1 cent piece. And the first
did you say lead? They made them out of lead?
No, it was copper. It was slug of copper.
All right.
Big, you know, it was a big heavy coin. And then when they switched, because it got to be too expensive, because copper was what it was, and but the first ones didn't have the Liberty head with the Indian headdress on it was actually a flying eagle set, and a sheaf of wheat and a sheaf of corn and other grains on the back, rather than the wheat that we had on the back of our wheat back.
Yes, you know, I still have a lot of those booklets that they used to give kids in old days to collect coins.
Did you fill them up with coins?
Yeah, I have a lot of coins in them. They might be
I had one
something.
Of those too, and then I don't remember what it was for, but I needed some money, so I took all the pennies.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
Well,
wow.
Well, when the recession hit back in 2008, I can remember running into a lot of Indian head nickels. Or buffalo nickel, on the obverse side, there was the buffalo nickels, I think, because a lot of people were reading grandma and grandpa's coin collections and putting those back out into circulation.
Right.
Because I hadn't seen any of those for years. Yeah. And then when I was a kid, and probably when you were kids, we used to see Benjamin Franklin half dollars and some of the standing Liberty quarters and that. And they were actually made out of silver back in that time.
Way back when, I used to visit my grandparents up in Shawnee.
Yeah.
And under their bed, they had all of these jars filled with silver dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, these are obviously very old silver dollars.
Yeah.
And I used to play with them, and I'd, you know, like, throw them all over the place.
Yeah.
they were not appreciative of that, but they did make a lot of money when they cashed them in.
I'll bet they did.
It was unbelievable.
So valuable now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Mark, thank you.
Trip down memory lane for me anyway. Yeah.
Got a text here. It says, while Trump is saving us pennies, it's estimated that the cost of his going to the Super Bowl was approximately $15 million. That's 1,500,000,000 pennies. Somebody's doing good work there with their calculator. Okay.
1 cent pieces, as Mark told us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's too expensive to make pennies the current size that they are, why don't we just make them smaller?
Yeah.
Well, then
that was a cost-saving measure once before. Why don't we do it again?
Okay.
Well, they're making cereals into dots now, right? They're taking normal-sized cereal and making them small into little dot-sized cereals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and smaller packages, too.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on the east side or the west side of Madison, or go to verlo.com. If you go to their website, you can see they also have adjustable bases. They have sleep accessories, all kinds of mattresses. You can even get a custom mattress, a round mattress, just like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
You can do that. Even, you go to verlo.com.
Even Matt Helm.
Yeah.
In the Matt Helm films.
Matt Helm. Matt Helm.
You know,
Dean Martin.
In the area of student housing, there's a lot of garbage that just shows up on the curb, like furniture people are throwing out. A mattress appeared in front of my house over the weekend. I wonder if somebody bought a brand new Verlo mattress and they threw their old one out.
Probably. They were waiting for you to wear the one on the side of the street.
I think if you ask nicely, the friendly folks at Verlo will take your old mattress away when they deliver your new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dispose of it properly instead of at your house, Sam.
Hey. What am I supposed to do with
the
mattress?
Well, no, I'm not saying you did it. I'm just saying somebody maybe thrown it there and, you know, just happened to be your place. You would never do anything like that, right?
Oh, no, no, of course not.
That's fantastic. Right. Good to know. WMDX time, 6:46.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You want to? Should we get into Idiocracy here? You know,
let's get into a little bit of that here. Okay.
You know, the governor to the south of us, Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah.
Pritzker.
Yeah.
He had an official announcement he had to make over the weekend.
This was a big announcement, wasn't it?
This was a big deal.
It shook the entire state up. They couldn't believe what he was proposing here. Why don't we listen to that?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm here today to make an important announcement.
Wow.
The world's finest geographers, experts who study the Earth's natural environment, have concluded a decades-long council and determined that a great lake deserves to be named after a great state. So today, I'm issuing a proclamation declaring that hereinafter, Lake Michigan shall be known as Lake Illinois.
All right.
The proclamation has been forwarded to Google to ensure the world's maps reflect this momentous change.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
In addition, the recent announcement that to protect the homeland, the United States will be purchasing Greenland, Illinois will now be annexing Green Bay to protect itself against enemies foreign and domestic.
Like the Packers?
I've also instructed my team to work diligently to prepare for an important announcement next week regarding the Mississippi River. God bless America, and bear down.
It's
Governor J.B. Pritzker.
You know, when you're a billionaire, you can make those pronouncements.
Right.
And get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good stuff. I like that. Yeah. And everybody should be doing something as smart as that, right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, you know, we've been hearing about U.S. aid.
Yeah.
The department being shut down and everything. And this was a really horrible thing that happened. The U.S. aid workers were concerned their personal devices were being monitored.
Their personal devices?
Yeah.
Their cell phones and such? Yeah.
Because a lot of people worked from home for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And they were using their laptops at home and the software, and they updated the software on their home computers and on their phones, but they also planted a tracking device on it.
Huh.
Kind of scary, isn't it?
A little.
And, you know, with Elon now tracking everybody and finding out everybody's information, this does not bode well for that.
All right. We've got more on all the lawsuits happening, too, coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Suffering, there's no connection. There's no connection.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant windows.
That open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love. Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Featuring the flavor that kills. With special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Courtney in the morning, broadcasting live from the Capital City, State Street. We're right down the street from the Capitol. We haven't seen too many politicians walking by early in the morning. I guess they don't show up quite this early. You know, we were talking about USAID. The individuals who work there are having their phones tracked, probably by Elon. Could you play Cut 39 real quick? And let's listen to this, okay?
NBC News just learned from several civil servants and Foreign Service officers that some USAID and State Department employees are raising serious concerns that their personal devices are potentially being monitored. I want to bring in NBC News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent and host of MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, Andrea Mitchell. Okay, Andrea, what exactly do we know about this?
Well, we're just learning this, and apparently, in addition to all the other problems, layoff notices, furloughs, some USAID and State Department career employees are now concerned that their personal devices may be being monitored, according to those civil servants and Foreign Service officers telling us. The career employees have received pop-up messages in the last few days warning them that information on their personal phones or laptops could be tracked. And that's an example of what they're seeing. And so when you see this, this note, according to people who were involved, they've never seen something like this before. This monitoring system was put in, apparently, you know, their laptops were connected because of COVID from work from home. But now they're finding that these notices are telling them that their devices, their laptops and their phones could be monitored by the Trump administration. So this is just adding to all of the anxiety over there, just as a lot of their jobs are at stake. They're off, you know, the website is down, their offices are closed from the world. And people in Sudan and Gaza and elsewhere are not getting it.
Yeah, you got to kind of wonder, you know, how you felt when you found out you might be monitored.
Exactly.
That is just really frightening. So it said, your organization installed a certificate authority in your work profile. Your secure network traffic may be monitored or modified. Wow.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
All right.
Got some headlines here. You know, all the lawsuits, it's hard to keep track.
That's right. All the closings. Yeah.
But listen to these headlines. New York Times, judge freezes elements of Trump's plan to shut down USAID. Mm-hmm. Politico, as Trump steamrolls Washington, courts flex their power to slow him down. Jamie Raskin had something over the weekend. Here's another one. Washington Post, judge bars publicly naming FBI agents who investigated January 6th cases. Here's from AP, federal judge temporarily blocks Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans. Jamie Raskin had something over the weekend. He's thinking about filing a class action lawsuit on behalf of everybody in America.
Which is great.
Here, let's listen.
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland says he has a new legal theory for how Americans can sue Elon Musk.
The first thing to understand is we are winning in the courts. And people need to understand that Judge Gia Cobb in the district court in the District of Columbia just halted their efforts to out thousands, I think 6,000 FBI agents across the country for their involvement in prosecuting January 6th. Judge Kolar Cotelli shut down the raid on the Treasury Department. And so the courts are doing their job. I've been at rallies all week because, you know, a rally a day keeps the fascists away. But been looking in the statutes, and one of them, which is getting to be in contest now, is called the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986. It was actually pushed by Ronald Reagan, who at Camp David had seen the movie War Games and got very concerned about the security of government computers. And he, with Congress, pushed for a statute to make it a crime to, on an unauthorized basis, to obtain other people's information and then distribute it. And there have been tons of criminal prosecutions on that. But if you read the statute, there's also a private right of action. So if you are a citizen and you can integrate this with taxpayer privacy data statutes, if you are a citizen whose private data has been compromised through a breach of government computers, you can actually sue for damages. So I'm what I'm thinking about, could there be a nationwide class action lawsuit to follow up on last week's victories against Musk, against the Trump administration for this breach in computer security and the data of all American taxpayers? It could be a class action suit on behalf of all Americans. If the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers want to opt out and they don't want their part of the money for the contamination of their data, fine, they can opt out. But really, it's a suit on behalf of everybody because that's our information. Right. It doesn't belong to Elon Musk or his little midnight crew. It belongs to the people, and the government has to hold it in trust. Now, there's specific statutes which say that information can only be accessed for tax purposes, for the purposes of the Internal Revenue System, and for no other purposes. What are they using that information for?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions in regards to that. That is a great idea, fantastic idea.
Yeah, class action suit from everybody.
Yes.
Sign up.
I want to take Trump's money. I want a big fine levied on him. You bet. You know, I work for the census, and a lot of that stuff that I enter in my computer, it's PI. They call it PI, personal information. You can't even put the name of a street of somebody in an email on my computer for the Census Bureau, because that's personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? That's how tight it really is. And this is how crazy what's going on with Elon Musk. That is crazy stuff. That's going to expose to everybody.
Yep. We'll have more on that coming up in our next hour. Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, joins us in hour number one to talk Trump administration policies and how that affects us. Hour number two, Beyond the Cheese, is back. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Last-minute Valentine's Day gift. Edible Arrangements in Madison offers Valentine's Day specials with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com now. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No three-peat for the Kansas City Chiefs. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on last night's big Super Bowl win.
Fans in Philadelphia started climbing poles even before the game ended as the Birds cruised to a 40-22 win. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts named Super Bowl MVP, the 26-year-old getting revenge on the Chiefs, who narrowly beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
President Trump becoming the first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl. On his way there, he said more announcements will be coming this week about 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum products into the U.S. The president also directing the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the cost. Confirmation votes are expected this week in Washington. Both RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, nominees for Health and Human Services Secretary and Director of National Intelligence, appear to have enough Republican support after some earlier opposition. This is ABC News.